Thank you for calling XPO. This is Terrell. How can I help you?
Good morning, Terrell. My name is Carla Wilson. I was calling to see what time you guys would be out to install my microwave.
Okay. I can look into it for you. Do you have your order or dispatch number?
Okay, let me see. Where would it be located at?
It might be on your receipt or invoice.
Okay. Order number. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Here it is. 11-21-042-556-978.
Thank you. All right. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Thank you. And verify your email address, please.
JTWCFW@AOL.com.
And verify your name and address, please.
Carla Wilson, 324 Alhambra Drive, Alhambra Street, Pontiac, 48341.
Okay. You had Kai or Kay Wilson?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, uh-huh.
Just a second. It shows 7 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Just a moment. Let me see what number you were. Yeah, you are. Yeah, it appears they gave the wrong time frame listed. It appears your time frame is actually 12 to 4. It looks like you are the last stop. You are the seventh stop for this technician today. Since you called, I'm about to send a message for him to give you a call to update you.
Okay. Okay, then.
All right. Do you mind if I place you on another brief hold?
Go ahead, please.
Okay. All right, and I ask that he give you a call back at the telephone number on a file for you. Was there anything else?
No, so it's going to be 12 to 4, you think?
Yes, ma'am.
And you have my home phone, 248-322-1573?
Yep, 248-322-1537?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, I sent that message for you. And was there anything else, Ms. Wilson?
That's all. Thank you much.
You're welcome. And thanks for calling XPO, too. And have a good one today.
You do the same.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.